Colin Russo kicking things off here with some Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. We're joined now by a Miami kid himself. He is the starting quarterback for NC State, the Wolfpack, entering in year three, your true junior season. Mr. C.J. Bailey, a Chaminade Madonna graduate yourself. C.J., how are you doing today? What's going on?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. So this is year three, year two at the actual ACC Media Day.
What is it? Year two for me.
Year two. What does this feel like for you coming through? A little bit more comfortable coming around, Media Tour, you know, true junior season, you got to feel like a veteran at this point, huh?
Yeah, I feel like a vet. I feel like I did it. You know, I see it. I've seen it a lot. I've been here last year. It was a great experience for me. Got to meet a lot of new people, good interviews and everything like that. But I'm feeling like I am a vet a little bit. You know, third year go around, I know what to expect. You know what I'm saying? So it's different camp for me.
You had such a fascinating career because you came in, you were backing up Grayson McCall at NC State about 3 years ago, your true freshman season, and all of a sudden he goes down, I believe the third game against Louisiana Tech. You get subbed in as a true freshman. You play basically the rest of the season.
Yeah.
That's probably not something you expected,
mm-mm,
not only from Coach Duren in your recruiting process, but you know, as a player in uniform,
yeah,
you were thrown into the fire.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you learn from that?
I learned a lot, you know, especially from Grayson. Like, my whole plan was to come in, and me and my family knew this, was to come in and learn, you know, behind Grayson. And, you know, I was cool with that, and I learned a lot. You know, I learned how to become a leader, how to, you know, take a whole locker room, which Grayson taught me well. And, you know, just following behind his steps and following, like, especially the time and reps I got, like, on the field, it helped me out for who I am now.
Yeah, and no doubt. And as somebody who played in South Florida, you understand that the talent that comes out of you, you played for Chaminade Madonna, you played for one of the premier programs in the country, one of the premier teams in your year in the country. I want to ask you something, a quick pivot before we get back to NC State. Did you see Chaminade Madonna against Cardinal Newman in the state championship?
Yes, I did.
Did you see any of that game? They lost 17-14. Were you on top of it?
Yeah, bro. It's tragic, bro. But
you keep an eye on the team from afar?
Yeah, I do. I do. I should have showed my face probably more at some more games, but you know, I watch them a lot.
Yeah, they had a loss in that. It was an upset loss to Cardinal Newman, who's up by us.
He's
in West Palm Beach.
Yeah.
So that was a big upset for what it's worth. But C.J. Bailey joining us now for the Orange Bowl kickoff presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. Now, C.J., you are a South Florida kid playing football growing up here in South Florida. Were you a Miami guy growing up? Were you a Florida State guy? Were you a Florida guy growing up? I mean, what were the fan of?
You're not choosing sides here. I love this question.
Go ahead.
Okay, for one, I was a Miami guy. You know, I really love Miami. My family is big Miami guy. You know, we like Miami teams, Miami Dolphins, whatever case may be, but we were big Hurricanes like people, and I love Miami watching, like, growing up. And, you know, they was electric. You know, I just love everything about it. But, you know, sometimes things don't go that way. Like, I came to NC State, and that's where I'm at.
Do you like playing when you're playing in the ACC and all of a sudden Miami, the Florida States of the world, the teams that you might have grown up watching are all of a sudden the opposition?
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel a little bit sweeter? Have you been able to flip that fandom, not a problem, and now all of a sudden you can't stand them?
No, that's not a problem. I can't stand them now. Like, I'm ready to go against them. I'm ready to do it. Like, last year we played both teams, and it was a great game, both games, and you know, I really came in with a chip on my shoulder. Like, I really wanted to win these games because it was big, especially when you're from Florida and, you know, you grew up around it all of your life, especially with the Miami and Florida State rivalry fan. Like, I grew up around that all my life. So, like, playing those teams on my schedule last year was really big for me, and I really wanted those games.
CJ, let's talk about Coach Duren for a second, because he's somebody who has a big recruiting footprint in South Florida. He loves South Florida.
Yeah.
He goes after Palm Beach County, goes after Miami all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's as experienced of a coach as there is in college football, especially with NC State. Coming to you, wanting you to become, obviously, play behind Grayson and then all of a sudden get acclimated into the starting quarterback role, what was the sell to NC State that sort of got you thinking, you and your family, I could actually play for the Wolfpack for my college career?
You know, it was not even a lot for me to, you know, jump on the NC State Wolfpack fan. And, you know, it was really Coach Roper. You know, him and Coach Duren was the guys that really got me on board and, like, had my whole mindset flipped about coming to NC State. And, you know, when I got on campus, for one, it was amazing. Like, culture is amazing, people are amazing, and it just felt like I was home. And to be honest with you, like, Coach Roper and Coach Duren, like, they were on me, so, like, they wanted me, and they had a big plan for my future. even though they included me on the Grayson McCall process when they was getting him and everything like that, and I was fine with it because I already trusted their word. And,
You knew that he was going to come in, and you knew that he was going to be that spot starter for a year.
Yeah. No, I didn't know who it was, but I knew they was bringing a guy in, and they let it be known beforehand. And, you know, I was with it because I was a freshman. I was going to come in and learn, and hopefully that next year I was going to get it.
Yeah, we talked about it. You're going in as a true freshman. It's not necessarily something that's it can be advertised from a recruiting standpoint, but it wasn't in your case. They didn't come in saying that you'll be our true freshman starting quarterback?
No, they did not. They honestly told me that they had a great plan for me, and, you know, most likely if I get up here and work hard, I could potentially be that starting quarterback. If I beat that guy, like, it's always a competition like factor in it. They always bring that to me, like, from the get-go. Like, you could compete for a spot. Like, it's not guaranteed that he, you know,
yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like,
I've heard players talk about sometimes, even like NFL rookies and true freshmen. Sometimes they say, well, when I'm thrown into the fire and I got to play, I'm kind of just winging it and then until I get more comfortable.
Oh,
did you feel any of that? Like, I am not ready for this.
It's crazy. I just spoke with this with Duke. Me and Duke was talking about this yesterday. When I first got in college football, especially my freshman year, I was definitely winging it. Like, I had a great center. Like, my center was
you had a great center.
Amazing.
That's a great compliment. Wow.
A veteran center. And, like, he would make all the protections, everything. I'm just out there catching snaps, throwing to guys open, handing it off. I'm not knowing really much ball, but, bro, the knowledge that I picked up going into my sophomore year.
Yeah, you need the year.
You need a year. You need those reps. You need those that playing time. It's going to better you for those next couple years.
Wow, so you had all the protections, you were all set.
Yeah,
right?
I was just being an athlete, to be honest with you. And, you know, it worked out. They believed in me for that next year, and, you know, it's been great for me.
Wow, and then all of a sudden, so let's talk about that freshman year to sophomore year. You get an off season. Mm-hmm. You have all the experience, sort of the monkeys off your back in terms of the pressure around it, because now you know you're coming in, NC State's looking to have a good year. Game slow down for you? Was it sophomore year it started to slow down?
Yes.
Or are we even now into this offseason, is the game completely a different speed?
It's like going into my sophomore year, it was a complete change for me. Like, the knowledge and the feeling that I had for the game was so much different. And, you know, it got even way better now. Like, it's so slow for me. Like, I just go out there and call. I can call the whole offense.
You know everything, wherever we're supposed to be.
Yeah, you know, I know where it's going to be, what defense is going to be presented to me. But, like, it just took a lot of reps and took a lot of learning from, especially Coach Roper. Like, I salute to him because he was literally on me hard, coaching me hard, giving me all the knowledge, dropping so much gems, and it bettered me.
Yeah, that's C.J. Bailey, the NC State starting quarterback, heading into his true junior season, upcoming NC State, a lot of expectation coming in the ACC, looking to have a strong year. Now, C.J., you also had a fascinating part to your career in terms of you never left. You haven't left.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I'm pretty sure 95% of not only players but quarterbacks can't say they're the same.
Yeah.
For you, I'm sure you were called. I'm sure people were blowing you up the second the sophomore season ended. Hey, come here.
Yeah.
NIL package this, NIL package that. I'm sure it was nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
What made you stay? What was the coaching staff conversation like? What were the exit interviews like? That I'm sure there was a pseudo-recruiting, a decision to be made. Tell me about that.
From the get-go, it was always that I always reassured those guys, especially Coach Dorner, those guys saying, like, I wanted to be here. Like, I want to be here. I want to come back. Because I believe in what they're saying, and it's been working. Like I'm saying, like, you don't get no other feel, especially in Raleigh, you don't get no other feel from being with those NC State fans, being with those people in Raleigh. It's a good city.
NC State guys don't leave. You notice
that? Yeah, you notice, like, they don't leave. A lot of those guys don't leave because they love it there, and I love it in Raleigh. And I feel like you're not going to get that anywhere else in the country. And the coaching that I'm getting is big, and I don't want to bank on that going to anywhere else. I don't want to screw it up, and also I have grasped up the offense. Like, I just was in this offense last year. Why would I go somewhere else to learn a new offense when I have control of this whole offense right here?
Very underrated part of college.
You know what,
are you going to learn a new offense?
Why would I go learn a new offense?
You're like true freshman again, going in, relying on the veteran side. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, and the offense is just constantly building around me. Like, we go under center now. We do a lot of more stuff now because it can expand it. And I can't go anywhere else. We probably go have to start over anywhere else I go. No, that's just a whole lot of thoughts that I was thinking when I was going there.
CJ, last couple things here. I appreciate the time. Expectations for yourself coming into this year. Obviously, you're setting expectations for yourself, for the team, the coaching staff. What are you looking to see out of your growth, your development, the numbers? What are you looking to get in terms of this year's NC State team and yourself?
So for me, first I'm going to start with the team because that's really the most important thing. And winning the ACC championship is the most important thing, like, on the list right now for me. But for myself, I would say I would want to get – like, I want to throw for 4,000 yards for sure, whole bunch of touchdowns.
Win an ACC championship, get in that playoff?
Yeah, win to get in that playoff, throw for a lot of yards and, you know, just go for the playoffs.
Looking forward to seeing it, CJ. Yeah. Best of luck throughout the day. I know you're a veteran around here. Yeah. This is easy now. Yeah, doing easy. All the interviews. But that's CJ Bailey, the NC State starting quarterback. CJ, have a great year, man. Yeah, looking forward to following.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You got it. That's CJ Bailey, NC State starting quarterback.